A DePaul University finance professor recently completed a 1,000-mile bike ride around Lake Michigan.
He carried his camping gear on his back, documented his ups and downs through social media posts, and raised thousands of dollars for the Michigan Credit Union Foundation.
And Lamont Black joins us now to talk about his ride and how it's changed him. Lamont, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kate. It's great to be here.
How did you hatch this idea for such a long ride?
So it's not exactly my first rodeo. I did a long bike ride last summer down the Pacific Coast from Portland to San Francisco for my 50th birthday. And just sort of had such a great experience that I thought I would do another one. And given that I live here in the Midwest in Chicago, decided to do the ride around Lake Michigan. And just one thing led to another, and it actually came about.
And, you know, full disclosure here, we've usually tapped your cryptocurrency expertise in the past. Is the bike ride at all connected to your work in the tech world?
It is somewhat. So I do a lot of work with the credit union industry around technology, both crypto, stablecoins, and AI. And so this was also a fundraiser for the Michigan Credit Union Foundation. And a lot of the credit unions I work with participated in that. So it was a really cool opportunity to connect those different parts of my life.
You rode over 100 miles a day. What was one of the most challenging parts of the ride?
Yeah, so it was about 1,000 miles to get around the lake. And I did it in 8 days. And so if you take 1,000 divided by 8, that's 125 miles a day. And that's a long stretch for me. So that ride I did in California last summer, I did one day over 100 miles. So this was really stretching my comfort zone. There were moments before I left that I was seriously questioning, you know, whether this was going to be feasible. Mm-hmm. I would say like the first 2 days were really tough. You know, I did it clockwise. So I rode north out of my home here in Chicago. First day got up through Milwaukee, camped at a state campground, Harris Beach, just north of there. And then second day rode up through Green Bay into northern Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And those first 2 days were some of the most challenging because my body was just not accustomed to this. You know, I'd been doing a lot of training. It's not like I just decided to jump on my bike one day. You know, I did a half Ironman this summer.
Wow.
So I had been doing a lot of biking. You know, I don't want to give any misconception there, but not at this type of distance. Especially like day two, my body was like, wait, we're doing this all over again.
Body didn't get the memo.
No. But the thing I loved, which was what I was really hoping for, is like by day four, day five, I was, you know, your body is, I just feel like our bodies are such amazing, you know, organisms that they can really, they're so adaptive. And so my body did start to adjust and things did get easier. Day four, I was just cranking, just felt super powerful. Day five was one of my other hardest days, but that was because of the weather. Mm. That was when I was up in the Pinky of Michigan, Leelanau, north of Traverse City. And it just rained all day. Major storm front came through. The wind was in my face. And so I was just getting soaked. And it was so hard. I mean, if anybody's ever biked straight into the wind, they know. Like, it just makes everything 10 times harder. So, that was a tough day.
We're talking with Lamont Black. He recently completed a more than 1,000-mile bike ride around Lake Michigan. Lamont, Wisconsin, having over 400 miles of Lake Michigan shoreline, what did you see along the way? What were your views like?
Yeah, Wisconsin's a beautiful state. You know, I especially as I was heading into Milwaukee, I went right downtown, you know, right by the art museum there with that iconic building. That was super special. My wife and I have spent a bunch of time in Milwaukee. That's kind of our getaway from Chicago. And so that was really special for me to return there on my bike. And Milwaukee has some amazing bike trails, especially as you get north of downtown. So that was really nice. But I would say, actually, my favorite part of riding through Wisconsin was not so much the shoreline as just the country roads. Like that section between Milwaukee and Green Bay, you know, there's not a ton out there, and which was really special for me because some of those country roads where you're out on the fields and, you know, you're going by different farmhouses and then the beautiful old barns, you know, some of them, you know, just so meticulously cared for and still in those, some of them in those bright red colors, riding by, you know, herds of milk cows and just that to me, that pastoral feeling of, you know, the old countryside as the way it used to be, that was really special.
Oh, I appreciate those images. I'm wondering about resting your head at night. I was following your social, and I know at one point you had to do a bike in campsite. I believe it was in Wisconsin where it was difficult to get a normal campsite. Can you talk about that?
Yeah. So that was my first night north of Milwaukee, Harris Beach State Park. And one thing that's I love about the state parks, including Wisconsin, is that so Wisconsin has a policy that if you're traveling by your own power, whether that's by bike or as a backpacker, that they will find a place to put you up. And that state park, like I think many of them, has a special site set aside for bikepackers like myself. And so I didn't have an advance reservation. It's walk-in only. But they were able to put me up there. So I had a nice campsite all to myself. The one surprise that I did not fully anticipate was the mosquitoes. That night,
they were uninvited.
Night I showed
on this
up.
Ride.
No, man, I got there. You know, I just biked 125 miles. I was so tired. And I thought, finally, you know, I could sit down and rest my head. And as soon as I flopped down on that picnic table, it was like the buzzing just started all around my head. So, yeah, I travel with a little one-person tent. I threw that up as quickly as I could and got inside. I had to kill off some of the extra mosquitoes that followed me in. But it's, you know, like they say, when you're out there in the woods or doing these types of things, like the food never tasted so good. And then also, you know, sleeping at night. Like as soon as I put my head on my little inflatable pillow and I laid down on my inflatable mattress, I was out pretty quick.
Has this ride changed how you go about your days now?
It has. That's a great question. You know, for me, this type of ride is partly about the adventure. You know, I just, there's, you know, a temptation for us, all of us, I think, to just start to get into our comfort zone. You know, we go to work, we come home, we do something fun on the weekend, and then, you know, rinse and repeat. And I really love that idea of getting out there into the great wide open, exposing myself to the elements, you know, and taking on those big challenges. And the thing that has really, that this ride in particular impacted for me was setting the goal, achieving that goal, getting through those hard days, and knowing now that I can do it, that, you know, even when I face hard times, I can persist. And I, when I get knocked down, I can get back up. And so I now bring that into work, into family and friendship. You know, I'm, you know, I still get discouraged and disappointed based on setbacks, just like everyone else. But even over the last couple months, I've noticed that I've got a little bit more resilience. I've got, you know, just a slightly stronger fortitude to manage those different ups and downs. And as I think about my personal dreams and ambitions, you know, as you mentioned, I've got my own company now with speaking and consulting. And I just, I, you know, I'm going to keep growing and building and pursuing, because, you know, if I can do a 1,000-mile bike ride, what else can I do? And so it just kind of sets that fire in my bones and just gets me excited about where I can go from here.
Lamont, thank you for sharing your adventure with us, and happy trails.
Thank you very much, Kate. I'll see you out there on the road.
That is Lamont Black, Associate Professor of Finance at DePaul University in Chicago. He's also the CEO of a consulting firm called Wide Open Ventures. And he told us about his recent 8-day solo bike ride around Lake Michigan.